Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card, making personal loans more personal.
This is the final part of the coverage you've been giving for Life in Women in Ireland, part of the Red Sea poll that was done in conjunction with News Talk. And today we're going to look at what life is like for foreign women who've come to live in this country. Simon Tierney went to meet some of them.
I think that Irish people, you can see the most people who are smiling in the streets of Ireland. In Belarus, people are not so happy. If you are walking down the streets, so they are sad sometimes. And I think they are more direct people, and you can read their emotions through their faces.
My name is Delaney. I've been in Ireland for 3.5 years, and I'm from Brazil. I work for a shipping line here in Ireland. Brazilian people, they show and they demonstrate much more the feelings, you know. So if you're upset, you see that we are upset. We have to say something, you say something. I think they hide a lot. The experience that I had, I think they hide a lot.
Irish people,
they are afraid to say things. And I think from behind your back, they would say that. So it's not good.
Yes, I think here the people are so nice. Everyone is so nice and helpful. And when I want to ask them something, they are always happy to answer me. My name is Toyoka. I'm from Japan, of Osaka. Japan, when we meet the people, we don't kiss, we don't hug, we don't shake the hand. We just say, we bow, yes. We bow to someone. Yeah, in here, yeah, more expressive.
And have you started to do these things here, or are you uncomfortable?
At first, to be honest, I feel like strange, like, now, I don't think so. I know.
You're getting used to it.
Getting used to it, yeah.
My name is Nikes. I'm originally from Rwanda, and I've been living in Ireland for 3.5 years now. I think I really love living here. It actually reminds me of my country, Rwanda.
In what way?
Yeah, there's the people aspect first. I really love the way people are so open and friendly. I guess, like, the first day I came, when I stood at a bus stop, someone already approached me and they were asking, do you need any help? When I went to work the first week there, like, we will help you move in. So people, I was just amazed by how friendly they are.
Do you think, is it difficult to make friends with Irish people as a non-Irish person?
It is a little bit difficult. It's challenging. Only if you are in a work environment, it's a bit easier because you have to deal with them. But some people just doesn't accept that you're foreign.
Why is that?
I don't know if they feel like you're threatening them.
Hello, my name is Lilia. I'm from a very small Siberian city in Russia, but I had been living in Moscow for 12 years.
Do you feel safe in Dublin as a woman? And how is that different to Moscow?
Well, I think I feel quite safe here, but I had some interesting stories with taxi drivers. Yeah, it happened to me twice or three times, I don't remember actually. Some taxi drivers offered me to go out together, to have dinner, to drink something together. One taxi driver had a whiskey, bottle of whiskey in his car, and he offered me to drink with him right there. And I was really scared because it happened to me first time. In Moscow, it's quite safe to order a taxi.
What did you say to those taxi drivers to try and stop that situation?
Well, I refused to go out and I said, no, thank you. Sometimes I lied that I have a boyfriend. So, and they didn't insist, but anyway, I was feeling not comfortable.
Hi, my name is Natalie. I am from Mexico. One example is, for example, when you go out, you decide to go out and you return to your home. It's I feel really safe here. And for example, if I compare with my country, it's really different. Here you have, I don't know, maybe you can arrive your home maybe 4 a.m. and everything will be okay, but not in my country.
What's it like in Mexico?
Could be possible that, for example, even the police is dangerous there.
But when I arrived in Ireland, at the beginning I felt safe, but after a week someone tried to rob something from me, and they were quite threatening. So I felt unsafe at that point. But then after a few months, nothing else similar happened. And I moved to another area, and it became actually so easy for me to walk even at nights and just to feel at safe every time. So
I would say that Dublin is safer than Brazil, but depends on the areas that you walk in as well.
Have you had any bad experiences?
When I got here, I was leaving the school, and three girls walked towards me, and they pushed me and tried to get my bag, but, you know, I'm good on MMA, so...
You fought them off?
Yes, I did.
My name is Elena. I'm from Spain. Yesterday, I was with my sister in a pub, and it was a drunk guy. And he was coming all the time, like, where are you from? And we say, no, we don't want to talk to you now. And he keeps coming, like, 5 or 6 times. Well, the guy who was working in the pub, he made him go away from the pub. I wasn't comfortable because I was trying to just have a beer and have dinner with my sister, and that man was there all the time.
Irish, I don't have any relationship with Irish men so far. But I think I feel more comfortable with Japanese men or Asian men. One reason is appearance. I feel nervous sometimes when we meet Irish or European other countries. So
my name is Ksenia. I came from Belarus, and I've been living in Dublin for more than 2 months. I don't feel comfortable because I'm most familiar with Belarusian or Russian people because our mentalities are different with Irish. I don't know what I can wait for Irish men because, I don't know, values of life are different, interests are different, motivations. And I know that Irish guys, they can treat like Slavic women in a different way. For example, as far as I know, people from all over the world, from Europe or from Ireland, they would like to marry to Belarusian or Slavic women because we're a little bit different from, like, I am talking about appearance. And in some way, their behavior towards Slavic women can be a little bit dangerous.
Why do you think that is?
For example, I know that many Belarusian or Russian girls are married to European men, and then when they are in marriage and they have children, if it turns out that they will separate, divorce, they will have problems. Men can say that I will take children of you and you will never see them. So
I actually met only one person in Ireland. I kind of dated only one. But I feel like the dating part is a bit hard, especially because I don't know if it's my view only, but I feel like Irish men are a bit shy. Yeah, and it kind of actually crosses over with my culture, like in Rwanda, because usually women tend to be, you know, not to be the ones doing the first step, let the men pursue them. And I feel like here in Ireland, it conflicts with the fact actually that men don't, you know, easily come to you. So it's it's a bit hard. Yeah,
I think men is the same in every culture. So here, I think they respect women, but for us foreign, is challenging as well because they have a mindset that we're coming from a different country and we are looking for something. It's upsetting.
Yeah, because there's a sense that the power relationship is not equal.
No, it's not equal because they see you as a foreign looking for financial stability. That's not true. Because we leave our country, we leave our comfort zone, good jobs, house, cars, everything behind to start a new life in a different country. It's not looking for anything than a self-development. So it's not fair to say, yeah.
The only thing which surprised me here, fashion of young girls. I have never seen this kind of fashion before, to be honest.
Describe it, what you're talking about.
I remember I went out on Halloween night and it was only plus two. I was freezing. You know, I'm from Russia, from Siberia, so I was freezing. But these girls were wearing summer shoes, summer clothes without any coats or warm clothes. And makeup is also too much for me, if I can say like this. They put on false eyelashes and put a lot of makeup, like they are going to do a concert or something like that.
And my name is Aida. I'm from Saudi Arabia. I have been in Ireland for a year and 2 months. In my city, Mecca, we dress like light clothes because it's too hot. So we wear a abaya. We hide our clothes, and here we don't have to wear abaya. I like to wear abaya, but here I find it difficult to wear abaya. Difficult because it's always raining, and abaya make you difficult to move.
My name is Luisa. I'm from Brazil.
Do Irish women and Brazilian women have the same fashion?
No, it's totally different. The Irish women to dress up and make up too much for me, and a lot makeup, and I prefer the natural build.
In Japan, I think people show their personality, their character to their clothing and makeup. So every people is different the appearance. So, but in here, I think people are like same style, not same but similar style. But in Japan, I think. Most people are different. They have a individual, yes.
I'm Flo. I'm from Romania, and we've been here for 6 months. And the city where I lived, it's a very dynamic kind of university city where it's lots of students and lots of young people and young professionals and all that. And it was very artistic. In Ireland, I was a bit disappointed because you don't have, for example, how is decorated a city?
Yeah.
It's how it would be, for example, in the city where I lived like 10 years ago, maybe.
So it's quite old-fashioned here.
In a way. And in how women dress or all that, it is a little bit how we used to dress like maybe 5 years ago.
Oh gosh, it's so different. But like they all have a sense of style. I like the way Irish women dress, for example, in evenings when they go out. It's the same in my home country, but in my home country, it's often like, you know, in your everyday life. If you go to work, you dress really well. If you go outside on Sundays or Saturday on weekends, you dress really well. It's just different in a way that we don't have the same style. So maybe people here might, you know, prefer putting on jeans. And even the climate is so different.
I think the Irish women, they are so beautiful. It's different than us. You know, we have a brown skin, dark eyes, dark hair. And I think they are trying just to have the same color. But it's beautiful.
They want to look like you, Dali.
Yeah. Bit less orange, but yeah.
Simon Tierney there, flirting with women from around the world. Some of the women actually interviewed in Simon's report there are students of the ATC Language School in Dublin. I want to thank them for the cooperation in making
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avantcard, making personal loans more personal.
That report.